This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Power Breakfast with Bob Mabena and Faith Mangope. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. on Power 98.7.
Now we're talking 6:53 on Power 98.7. We've seen it in the movies. We've seen it on television, on the big screen. Some of us have lived it as well. With this ring, I thee wed. That's not just about the ring, is it? It's got to be mined somewhere, that little diamond. After being mined, it's got to be washed and cut and all sorts of things and designed and sold. So the value chain is rather long. And to understand exactly what's going on with that sector, as we have been doing with other sectors, we now speak to Chris van Rensburg, Chairman of the Jewelry Council of South Africa. Chris, let's start here. What does the Jewelry Council of South Africa actually do? Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Bob. Yes, in short, the Jewelry Council is a non-profit organization representing the interests of jewelry manufacturers, jewelry, diamond and watch wholesalers, and jewelry, diamond and watch retailers. So the entire value chain is important to operate in tandem. Under the COVID regulations, manufacturing can operate at the moment under 30% capacity, but it's kind of senseless to just to have one part of the value chain operating. As I said, we work in tandem. The manufacturer gets the orders either from the retailer direct or through the wholesalers. Mm. And it's traditionally that's how the structure works. So we are under a huge amount of pressure, and it's very important, our submission to government to plead and appeal to them to open our entire value chain, as we are also we are a strategic industry in the beneficiation pipeline of our mineral resources. So it's imperative for this to happen as soon as possible for the sustainability of our industry.
It would be easy for anyone to just think of it as just jewelry, something you wear, an accessory, or think of Mamelodi Sundowns' Alex Chakwani, just you know, those two simple things. But in essence, I mean, you also even touched on something I hadn't thought about. We in this country, we're turning the corner with this beneficiation thing in terms of BEE regulations and employment equity as well. So it's a very, very important wing of the economy. And also the value chain is large as well. So you're reaching out to government, are you not? Are you going directly to COCTA, or have you done something about it, Chris? This is a very important issue that I must admit, I missed it.
Yeah, no, it is just because we're on the luxury goods side, we are obviously hugely impacted by the effect of tourism, as it plays a major part in jewelry sales. And with the predictions of no short to medium term recovery on that, we have to address the local market as soon as possible. Unfortunately, historically, the jewelry industry managed to maintain itself even through all the wars. People still fell in love, bought a ring. They may have spent less, but that type of emotion never stopped. And even through COVID, people are still falling in love, and it's an emotional purchase. And we need to be able to service that sector of society and continue to do so.
In terms of numbers, Chris, how valuable is this industry? Because I think the more we speak about it, the more we understand the significant contribution it only makes to lives, in other words, from an employment perspective, but also to the country's GDP.
Look, it's a huge amount of money. It's a very difficult number to put your finger on because it also involves luxury watches. Mm. But if we stay just on diamond jewelry, for instance, it is it employs an average about 8,000 people, and it's all specific employment. You know, it's not casual labor of any kind. It's not
specialist.
It's all specialized labor, and that's throughout the value chain. So we are very, very hard pressed at the moment to be able to say that we still be there after all of this. So we are pleading to the Minister of Governance and the DTI to really consider our plight in this situation.
Yeah. Yep. And have they listened thus far?
Well, we're hoping that they will take us very seriously. As you say, we contribute hugely to GDP. You know, whether GDP at this stage in the bigger picture is important, the industry believes it's very, very important. But if you look at what's been happening during COVID, GDP doesn't seem to be the most important thing. And although we agree and with the measures taken, we do believe it's time for us to reopen now. But it has to be the full value chain. There's no sense in only part opening. And the protracted lockdown will cause immense damage and irreparable damage to our industry.
Yeah, Chris, it is definitely a conversation that we must have and continue having about businesses and how the entire ecosystem of business will actually be affected. And these are the conversations that are important to you and I, Chairman of the Jewellery Council of South Africa. In fact, I was reading an article yesterday just about seeing how businesses, especially even small businesses, about 70% of them will not make it past the 30th of June if there is no such consideration of reopening as well as the consideration for the entire value chain thereof. So the conversation around businesses and the ecosystem with which they actually perform needs to be considered. Otherwise, 70% of them, because just under 30% of them are actually operating currently, so 70% of them will be out of business. And we know this in the South African context, that small businesses are the ones that hire the majority of the working force.
All right, then, the conversation continues. Trust me, we're not ignoring your school tweets.
No, and we're not.
We're definitely going to get into this in the next hour because there's a deluge of tweets directed at us in terms of schools reopening on the 1st of June. So the first thing we'll do just after 7 o'clock is reach out to Angie Mucheka, the Minister of Basic Education. For now, though, it's exactly 7 o'clock.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.